This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rosanna Berardi is with us from Berardi Immigration Law here on WBEN. We're talking about what's being called the Canadian Snowbird Rule, but it really is for any foreigners who stay in the U.S. for more than 30 days, right, Rosanna?
Yes, good morning. Good to have. Thank you for having me here. Yes, it's this directive initially is for anyone in the United States that is a non-citizen that's here for 30 days or more has to register. The reason that it's gotten so much attention for Canadians is that usually there's a carve-out for Canadians on these types of rules, but this time there isn't, and they're subject to it as well.
When you say register, what exactly does that entail? What do people need to do?
So if you're here for 30 days or more, you need to go on the government's website, create an account, and then there's actually a form that you have to fill out that's a slew of questions, you know, biographical nature, you know, where you live, your address history. And then one big sweeping question at the end, what are you doing while you're here? Kind of an open-ended question and has to be filled out carefully because there's some things that you can do, cannot do when you're here as a visitor. So a lot of Canadians, there's an estimated over 1 million snowbirds in the United States right now, mostly between Texas, Arizona, and Florida. A lot of people are like, whoa, we've been here for 20 years and we've never had to do anything like this.
And the other thing is that we learned this week, they also have to be fingerprinted.
Actually, that applies to the rest of the world and not Canadians, thankfully. So rest of the world has to not only register and then get their fingerprints done, but Canadians do not. They were exempted from that. That was a specific carve out. Canadians and people under 14. So thankfully, they only have to do the first step.
How would you characterize this? Is this something that is relatively easy to do, not that much of a pain to go through? It's just a matter of you have to get the word out for people to know about it so they do it and they don't face potential penalties? Or could this be a real hassle?
Well, my concern is this mostly applies to the snowbird population. And typically, snowbirds are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So not only is it an awareness issue, but there's a presumption that, you know, 80-year-olds have computers handy, cell phones. I mean, if the three of us had to do this, we'd figure it out pretty quickly because it's the life that we live. But, my 86-year-old father in South Florida, if he had to do this, he would call and say, okay, what do I do now? And then this and then that. So my concern is not so much the difficulty, but it's the awareness and then just the availability of computers, which sounds weird in the world we live in, but for that population, it could be a real concern.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the penalty if they don't comply, if they're not aware and they're caught?
Okay, so the penalty is insane. I hope you're sitting down. Failure to comply is a $5,000 fine or 6 months in prison or both. I do not think that people should lose sleep over this. I think they should fully 100% comply, but I think the language is very strategic in order to encourage complete compliance.
They give you the option. Which are you taking, 5,000 or 6 months in prison? I think I go with the fine.
It's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to not register on a government website. But again, you know, when they issue rules, there's always a consequence. There's always a penalty. This one's pretty big. And typically, this is year 28 for me doing this. Typically, we'd see this come out and there'd be a carve out saying this applies to everybody except Canada. But Canada was included. And I think it aligns with everything else the administration's doing towards Canada, you know, between calling it the 51st state, calling their leaders governor, the tax, the tariffs levied. This is a movement towards Canada. I don't think it was done haphazardly. I think it was very strategic for whatever reason. I'm not 1,000% sure. But this is something new for Canadians. And actually, a lot of Canadians that are in the U.S. now that maybe were stay until April or May are like, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to leave.
Well,
I don't want to do this.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because I was thinking about this and, you know, it always kind of gets painted as, oh, a big, mean USA making somebody go down and register somewhere else. But we're talking a lot in the last few years about some of the rules that Canada's enacted, the new tax on foreign property owners, a ban of a lot of people owning property if they live out of the country and don't plan on living there or making that their complete residence. Of course, the border being shut down and the Arrive Can app. I mean, everyone remembers this, right? We're talking about this five-year anniversary of COVID. All these rules that Canada's put in place, kind of, you know, maybe not targeting the U.S., but it's impacting Americans a lot who head north to Canada. Is there, you know, when policies like this are enacted, is there a little bit of this tit-for-tat thing going on?
Well, I think overall, you know, both countries are committed to securing the border and making sure their respective countries are safe. And that's really what's behind, you know, this new initiative from the Trump administration. However, like in life, sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. And I think there's just been a string of very strong, aggressive movements and requirements for Canadians. And I think the totality of it is what's making people a bit sour. And you raise a really good point. Every country has the rules. The CAN app was a major pain in the neck for a long time during COVID to enter Canada. And, you know, Canada had its own issues in terms of enforcing who was coming in and out and staying in government hotels if you had COVID and all this crazy stuff. But we are a country with a very short attention span. We are a world with a very short attention span in which people forget these things. And again, I think it's the volume, it's the pace, and it's how this has been rolled out that's really disturbing people. And it's not been a slow drip at all. It's been a very, you know, aggressive movement in a short period of time.
And, you know, as an immigration attorney, are you kind of just taking this one day at a time? Because it seems to be changing that quickly.
Yeah, this is insane. We're used to, you know, rules and regulations and policy changes. What's different here is the volume and the pace. I mean, literally, I was out of my office for an hour yesterday and my phone started blowing up because Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to look at the birthright citizenship issue. And I was like, oh my God, I've only been gone for 1 hour. Like, this is insane. And that's what it looked like the past few weeks as an immigration lawyer. And our phones are ringing a lot because people just don't know what's true. They don't know fact versus fiction. There's so much. And it's hard to follow. So it's definitely been a different time.
Rosanna, thank you for the update and kind of keeping us up to speed on what's going on. Rosanna Berardi, Berardi Immigration Law, joining us.